Welcome and thank you for joining me for the first real episode of Transgender Christian. This is Sam. First off, I want to wish you a happy, safe, and peaceful Thanksgiving. I also want to put the disclosure just right up front on who I am not. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I'm not a pastor. I'm just me, the one who's walked in your shoes. Okay? I also am not a podcast guru, so please bear with me. In the description, I have some resources. There's one, you've probably already heard of it. It's the Trevor Project. They have a new service, and that's where the counselors will text you if you don't feel up to talking. All right. Now, if you are in immediate need of attention, please dial 911 or someone you feel safe with. Also in the description is my personal email. I'm a prayer warrior, so if you are in need of or want prayer, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to pray for you. I also am changing the format. Instead of coming to you every other week after the holidays, I'm going to be releasing an episode every week. But for right now, the next episode will be released December 5th, and I hope you'll join me for that. All right, so let's kind of dive in. And this one is, God, who am I? And who God says you are is so important to focus on, especially in the world that's clamoring about and tries to tell you who you should be. The Word of God is the only thing you can build a sure foundation on. When you focus on what God says you are, it gives you confidence. So that way, when the seasons of your life start changing, and you know they always do, then who you are in Christ remains the same, because His Word never changes. And, I mean, I'm going to read the list to you of all, well, not all. This is only a partial list, but you'll notice that I tend to get excited because I know it's not just a list of words. It's a powerful inventory that's very much alive. It's alive in me. And that's what I want for you. I want those words to become your truth because they're His truth. And then you feel so alive when you know them to be true. And as your excitement grows, that's when your hunger starts growing for a closer relationship with God. And then at that point, as you're growing, as you're getting excited, the next natural step is salvation. That you want to step into that plan of salvation. Many call it the road or the Roman road to salvation because it's explained in the book of Romans, chapters 3 through 8. If you get a chance and you want to dive deeper into that, read it, meditate on it, let it go into your heart. And it's because we have sinned that Jesus came back and died for us on the cross. Jesus paid the price for our sins, and that's a debt we can never repay. And it, like it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and oh, does He ever, He gave His one and only Son, so that all, not just some, all who believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, and you'll see what I mean by I have short episodes. There's probably some out there that are really long that you listen to. But to me, it's like, I'm just going to hit you with short things and then let you meditate on them. Let you think about them. Let you feel them. And then that's why I'm going to once a week. Then we'll grow on that and we'll add. So after I finish sharing the exciting list of who God says you are, I'll also share the sinner's prayer for any of you who feel you're at that point that you want Jesus to come into your life. Now, if you're not ready for that, that's fine. This list, if you want to play it over, if you want to write them down and put them on post-it notes, that's what I have. I have post-it notes all over with these words just as reminders. Actually, I think of them, it's kind of corny, but that's okay. I think of them as little love notes from God. just a reminder of who I am in Him and whose I am. And like I said, I do get excited. I do with this because it's invigorating. It makes you feel alive. It makes you feel loved, and you know it. So here we go. Who God says you are. Who God says I am. I am His son or daughter. I am loved. I'm a masterpiece. I'm redeemed. I'm beloved. I'm chosen. I'm royalty. I'm made in His image. I'm saved. I'm victorious. I'm faithful, peaceful, joyful. I'm found. I'm patient. I'm a vessel. I'm kind. I'm gentle. I'm disciplined. I'm seated in heavenly places. Think about that. I'm a conqueror. I'm known intimately. I'm heard. I'm heard. I'm righteous. I'm blessed. I'm graceful. I'm unlimited. I'm a healer. I am a citizen of heaven. Stamp my passport right there. I'll take that. I am cared for. I'm humble. I'm a new creation. I'm confident, strong. I'm capable. And I love this one. I'm anointed. I'm gifted. I'm healed. I'm a servant. I'm fruitful. I'm rich. I'm a person who prays. I'm free from sin. I'm called. I'm holy. I'm one of a kind. I'm wise. And these last two on my list, hear them. Feel them. Live them. You are so beautiful. And you are so, so gloriously made. Before I go into... See, isn't that exciting? Write those down. Look at them every day. Well, more than one time a day. I mean, just continually look at them. Feel them. Believe them. Know that's who you are. That's who you are in Him. And that's the truth. See, I told you I got excited. Now, when you look at those post-its, just let it bring a smile to your face. And just remember, because you'll start doing this. You'll do it on your own. I know you will. Because while you're looking at them, and you're just kind of mulling around your house, and you catch another one, and you start smiling, just start talking to God. Just like you're talking, like I'm talking to you. Just like you would talk to any friend that you have. And just remember, when you start talking and believing, He talks back, and this is making, I can feel it in my arms. This is awesome. It is the most amazing feeling that I can't even put into words when you're in the presence of God. And you know exactly when it happens, because there's no other feeling like it, and you'll be like, oh my gosh. So let's go on to the sinner's prayer. Like I said, my email is in the description. So, and it's not just for prayers. If you have any questions whatsoever, and you'll notice that I did not bring up being a transgender in this first episode. And it's because I'm talking about sin and salvation. And thing of it is, being a transgender is not a sin. So there was no point in including it in here, okay? We have plenty of time and plenty of other episodes that will be a part of it. Like my next one, I don't have a snappy title for it yet, but I want to talk about the word identity. But that's for the next one. So right now, if you're ready for this, if you want to have Jesus in your life, and you want to be saved, I'm going to read the sinner's prayer. If you're not ready for that, like I said, that's okay. It'll come. Just open your heart. Close your eyes. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. That's how I'm going to leave you. The next episode will be released on December 5th. May God bless you and keep you always.